Thanks, Tara. Hey, Gio, this is Gail. How are you doing today?
Good. How about you?
I am doing great. If I were any better, I think they'd commit me. So it sounds like you and Tara were chatting about that first page listing we had available today on Google. Is that right? Okay, wonderful. So I was doing a little catching up here, looking to see what you had so far for online presence. One of the things I ran across was, where did it go? Looked like Home Advisor or maybe Angie's listing. Is that a current listing?
Hello?
Yeah, Gio, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so I ran across on Angie's listing for you. Is that something you're current? Are you using that service currently?
Yes, I'm using it.
Okay, how's it going for you?
It's like it's going good. It's going good, but I have some complaints because sometimes it's coming like a fake leads.
Oh no. Then do you still have to pay for those?
No, I'm not paying for this. I'm just reporting the lead.
Oh, good. Okay, well, thankfully, as long as you don't have to pay for those fake leads. My gosh. Okay. So, and it sounds like you are eager to grow your business and want some more business, right? Okay, all right. Well, I think, you know, if you're doing okay over on Angie's, you're going to do great on the first page of Google for a couple of reasons. One of the first things I'm going to do today, Gio, is I'm going to close off the Inglewood area for your category. Now, it looks like you're showing up under doors and windows. Do you offer other services, too?
Window and door, also the glass and mirror work, custom glass and mirror work, shower doors, storefront, glass work, actually, and repairs. Repair the window and door and glass, stuff like that.
Wow, okay, so what we'll do then, we'll keep you under the doors and windows category, but we'll also use those services as keywords. So custom glass, mirrors, shower doors, we can use all of those so that right when someone is searching for you, you're going to show up in that map section on the first page of Google. So what happens then, because I'm closing that category down for Inglewood, I close it for a 50-mile radius around you. And in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with or promoting any of your competitors. So Geo with Tools is the only company that we're partnered with. So people will find you right in that map section, right in the moment they're looking for any of those services. And then they simply click and they call you directly. So no more fake leads, and you definitely don't have to pay for them. Clicks, leads, calls are unlimited. And, of course, they're going straight to you. Okay. Now, that sounds like something that would help you grow your business, wouldn't it, Gio?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Now, are you on Facebook by any chance?
I have a Facebook, Instagram.
Wonderful.
I don't have a website right now.
Okay. All right, and no problem. I'm going to check into something while we chat. I'm going to see if I can get a website thrown in for you. We don't do them for just anybody, but because you do all around make such a great fit for this listing, you're established in business, you can take on more business, you've got great reviews, no negative notations, I may be able to get a website built for you at no cost. So I will check on that, and then we'll also get your Google Business Profile going. So your Google Business Profile is kind of the pivotal point of everything Google. It's where all of those great reviews are stored. It'll be linked to your website, and that's where people are going to be able to click to call you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Now, are you picking up jobs from your Facebook page?
Not yet.
Okay. Have you done any paid advertising on Facebook yet?
No, not yet, because I just opened like a couple days ago.
Oh, you did? Oh, wow. Okay. Yes. I didn't realize you just opened. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You bet. You bet. Now, do you have a crew that you work with as well?
Again?
Do you have a crew, or are you operating by yourself for now?
For myself. For now, I'm by myself.
Gotcha. All right. Awesome. So, okay. So being that you are new in business, that's going to let me apply a nice discount for you here. So, you look for the Inglewood area. Now, our pricing is based on a flat monthly rate, and it's on a month-to-month basis. So we don't lock you into a contract. We believe in doing our job month in and month out to continue earning your partnership and the honor of working with you. So we don't lock you into anything long term. And like I mentioned, Flix Leads calls are all unlimited. So normal retail for the Inglewood area would be $399 a month. But with your new in business discount that Tara asked for you, I can actually get you down to $199 a month. And then there's just a one-time $99 setup fee that goes to partially cover programming. So it is that flat $199, never a penny more. And I did just hear back from my tech. Let me see what he's got to say about website. Okay. Oh, perfect. So, Gio, good news. We can build a website for you. It's about a $300 value, no cost to you. It'll be on a domain.
I have a guy. They will take care about the website. I don't need a website, but
okay.
On the Google will figure it. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. So we won't worry about a website then. All right. Well, okay, no problem. When they get that online, we will definitely link that in with everything else, though, so that it's all one cohesive unit and doing the best work for you. Okay.
What's your company name?
Local Splash, and we're a Google Premier channel partner. Yes, sir.
Okay. Actually, I have one more question. In my area, I Googled yesterday about the shower door, and I saw a couple companies like a first in listing, like an AMG Glass.
Okay.
What about this one? They will take a second place, and I will take first place, or how is it supposed to work?
So I can't say exactly which position you'll end up with, but you will be in that map section. Usually there's room for between 3 and 5 companies in that map section. And that's exactly where you'll be, is right in that map and a pin on the map.
Okay.
And that's where, that map section is where the majority of the calls and the business and the revenue runs through. Certainly a little bit runs through those listings down below it. But most people stick with what's in the map and above. So being in the map section is what will draw you some more business. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, Gio, this sounds like a great fit for both of us. And it's, are you with me on that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and get you set up. I'm going to close that listing for Inglewood because I don't want anybody to get it. Want to make sure that the team stops calling and let them know that I found you. Give me just a moment to do that. Okay, perfect.
So because Inglewood or Jersey side from my location, 15 miles to 20 miles.
So we close off a 50-mile radius around Inglewood. That doesn't mean you have to go that distance, but that is your protected area where we won't be promoting any other companies.
Okay. Does that make sense? Right.
Exactly. All right. So let me get some info from you. Now, is G-O-G-I-O?
Yes. G-I-O.
And is that short for Giovanni?
No.
Oh, is it? Okay, so it is, okay, I'll ask this a different way. On the credit card that you'll be using today, is it, does it read G-I-O, G-O?
No.
Okay.
I'm driving actually right now. Can you talk to my wife, please?
Oh, certainly. Is she, no worries. Okay.
Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
Good.
I'm having a really hard time hearing you. You're blurred out.
Right.
Anyway. Okay. Go.
Can you hear me better now?
Oh, thank you. Yes, now I can.
Oh.
Crystal clear,
okay,
and you have
good.
A beautiful voice.
Thanks. So, I was saying that I was listening to your conversation, so I'm up to date with all the details you were discussing.
Oh, good.
Now.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So, his first name is Georgi, G-I-O-R-R-G-I.
G-I-O-R-G-I. Ah, got it. Okay. And then last name, please.
It's G-D-I-S-H-E-R-A.
E-D-I-S-H-E-I?
E-D-I-S-H-E-R.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
S-H-D-I-L-I.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a long
one more time slowly. E-D.
Okay. E-D-I-S-H-E-R-A-S-H. V-I-L-I.
Okay, let me read it back to you. E-D-I-S-H-E-R-A-S-H-V-I-L-I.
No, not S. S-H, like F-H,
S-
not F.
S. S-H-V-I.
No, not S. It's E-D-I.
That's like, mm-hmm.
E-D-I-S-F. Like S,
like
H,
like Sam. Wait. S like Sam or S like Frank?
Sam. S like Sam.
Perfect. Got it. Okay. Sorry.
So E D I S H E R A S H E I L I.
Perfect. I got it. All right. And then email address, please.
It's geowithtools@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Nice, easy email address. And then, do you have access to that email right now, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send two emails over. The first one is our dashboard and analytics. It's just informational. Just kind of want to make sure that it gets through to you, make sure I don't have any typos. And then, so the dashboard and analytics one is informational. You'll have an area on our website, or on our system, I should say, where you can log in anytime and see how many clicks and calls you're receiving, where those searches are performed from. We want you to have all of that data. And then next one I'm sending is the exact price and package that you're getting, so that you've got that in writing as well. And
okay.
I'm sorry, I did not, he was blurred out when he was passing you over. What was your name, hon?
Anna.
Anna, thank you so much. I hate calling you hey you and ma'am every time. Ma'am's okay, but thank you, Anna. My name is Gail too, in case you couldn't hear it. And then phone number, I've got 201-300-7006, obviously also
correct.
Cell phone number.
Yes.
Perfect. And is that also business line?
Yes, correct.
All right, perfect. And then, now, on the credit card that you'll be using today, does it appear Gio's first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
Correct. No,
okay.
No middle.
Okay, let me transfer that over. And I don't need those digits just yet, but they asked me the question early on in our little checklist here. Perfect. So I'm doing some fill in the blanks and some copy and paste. Part of my job is to make sure that we've collected all of your information and that it's accurate. And then one of the things we'll do here in just a second is I will set you up with an onboarding call with your tech. And what they'll do is, first of all, quality control. Make sure I took all of your information in correctly. We have no typos. Go over keywords. Make sure we caught everything there. We want everything 100% accurate before it leaves here. So we do a lot of double and triple checking. All right, so let me see. And then company name, I've got Gio with Tools LLC. Is that correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And then, whoops, I saw a typo. Let me fix that. And then, let me see, is your address still 130 Engle Street?
Yes.
Perfect. And is that a home address, Anna?
No, that's a business address.
Okay, perfect, perfect. A lot of our folks work from home, and they don't want their address published because it's where they live. So, perfect. We'll be able to publish that on your Google Business profile. All right. And now I'm going to send you two text messages. Did those emails make it to you? Just for you don't need to look at them, but if they're there, is good.
You said you sent an email?
Yes, I sent two. Just want to make sure that they made it to you.
Hold on, let me see. Yes.
Okay, wonderful. And then I'm going to send you two text messages. The first one is my direct contact information. I am the lead on your account. If you ever have questions or problems or need help with anything, don't hesitate to let me know. I will get right on it for you. And then the next text is our customer service department. So you have them on hand. And let me see. Okay. And then I'll need you to look at it. Well, it depends. Do you want to do the onboarding call, taking care of back-end things, or will Gio be on that call?
Probably Gio will be on the call, but we're looking on the road right now, so it would be best if it's, like, done, like, maybe later in the afternoon or tomorrow.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. So we could do this afternoon. Let me see. We could do a 4 o'clock or a 5 o'clock, or we could look at tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do tomorrow, because I think he has some estimates to do.
No problem. So then, let me see. So we block out an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. We leave that extra time in case there's more things to go over. So we could do almost any hour on the hour starting at 10 your time tomorrow, which would work best.
10?
Yes. Is 10 o'clock okay?
Let's do 1 o'clock tomorrow. Is that fine?
That works perfectly. Let me grab that. And I'm going to build that calendar appointment here real quick, and then I will send that over to you and then ask you to confirm it, and that'll hold your appointment for tomorrow. I should say Gio's appointment. Okay. More copy and paste. Bear with me, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
So you must work with Gio, too, then.
I mean, I'm his wife, so, yeah.
you're kind of stuck with it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I do the same for my husband. I live in Colorado. He's a home inspector, and I get stuck every once in a while. He'll need help with something, and he doesn't have a secretary, not officially. So I hear you. got to do what we got to do, don't we?
Yeah.
All right, so there's one more email on the way, Anna. This one, the subject line says Local Splash CIE. If you could grab that one when it makes it there.
Uh-huh.
And then there should be a yes, no, maybe option.
Yeah, I see.
If you could hit that yes button, that would be great. Goodness, can you believe tomorrow is already Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh, well, actually, I can't even believe that it's already August. I'm still looking for April. August 3rd tomorrow. So I've got to put this calendar appointment in a couple of different places for different people so that they're all ready. Okay, perfect. And then, let's see. Got that. That looks good. Let me just make sure that updated on my end. Perfect. Thank you, Anna. Okay. Let's see here. I'm doing a little bit of double checking, make sure I've got everything right. Okay, so services. So what we want to do is list out everything that you guys do. So I'm going to start off with doors, windows, glass, mirrors, custom glass, custom mirrors, custom windows, shower doors, and I'm going to say custom shower doors as well, if I can spell, shower, that's an easy word. All right, anything, any other items that you can think of, Anna?
Storefront, that's what my husband says.
Oh, yes. Okay. Got it.
Glass railings.
Glass railings. Okay. Like stair railing.
Like stair railing? Yeah, like glass stair railing.
Wow, I've never seen that. I bet that looks amazing. I'm going to have to go Google, I'm going to have to Google that. Wow, okay. You threw me there. I've never heard of it. That's wonderful. Okay, glass railings. Anything else?
And a repair.
I mean, this is a new and a repair as well.
Perfect. All right. Got that. And... your Facebook page. I just want to send the link over for my tech. Is it under Geo with Tools?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me go see if I can find it. I can't imagine there are too many by that name. So
yeah,
let me
I don't
see.
Think so.
Perfect. Glass and Mirror Shop. Love it. Nice Facebook page. And I will put that in there. Okay, good. And you do not need a website.
No.
Do you happen to know what your domain name is going to be?
Not yet, no.
Okay, no worries, no worries. Just make a quick note. The more notes I can put in here for our tech, the smoother Geo's call will go tomorrow. So I'm making a couple of notes. Okay. And then, Anna, for when you get your website up, there's a tool that we could install to show you how many clicks and calls you're getting through your site. Is that something that you want? It's included, but it is definitely optional. You're not obliged to it.
So is there any way I can maybe control that through your website?
I believe so. You know what? Let me do this. I'm going to say, I'm going to answer to this one, unsure at this time. Please discuss all details and access with Anna. There we go. So I left it there as an unsure. So our tech will bring that up then, and you guys can discuss. I don't know, honestly, if you'll have control of that tool or not. You'll be able to access to see how many clicks and calls, but as far as taking that tool off of the website, I'm not sure. So I'll leave that as a question for them. Okay, let's make sure I got everything spelled right here. And then, Anna, will Geo prefer for us to contact by phone, text, or email, or are all of the above okay?
All of the above should be fine.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. And then you've already got your Google Business profile. Oh, wait a minute. No, you don't have your Google Business profile. Glad I caught that. And I'm putting a note on here, too, that it is your business address, so go ahead and they can go ahead and publish that. All right, that all looks good. Let me drop a couple more copy-pastes in here for everybody. And then we will get billing, and then we'll get you on your way. I appreciate you taking the time with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, that looks good. And I'll just set up your subscription here real quick. Perfect. Well, I'm excited for you guys. The first page of Google is going to be just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching. I watch all of my clients to see when they appear there. I always just makes me smile. Love seeing you bring in more business. That's why you're in business after all, right? Is to bring in business, pay the bills, and make some money.
Yep.
Absolutely. I love being able to help with that. All right. That looks good. Okay. So on that credit card, does the company name appear also, or is it just Geo's first and last?
Let me look at the card. My question is also, are payments processed over the phone, or can I do it online?
You can do it online, so it'll actually be an auto-renew, and I'll go through that with you here in just a second, too. I'll send you we call it our terms and conditions and our voice verification, but it spells out exactly what we're doing for you.
Okay.
You'll be able to log in anytime, change credit cards if you want to, and just need 3 days' notice for cancellation.
Okay. Company name as well as my husband's name is appearing.
All right. Let me grab that. I'm going to just do a copy and paste. And then the phone number that would be attached to that account, I assume, is Geo's 7006 number.
Yes.
And then is that also attached to the Ingle Street address?
Is that, yes.
Okay. And then Visa, Master, MX, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for those digits whenever you are.
Oh, you want it now? Oh, because I have at home the card. So I was wondering if I could do it online.
Ouch. Okay. No, we need to do the first payment over the phone. Well, I need to take your info over the phone, but then it processes through the system. Shoot. Would you have a different card that you could use just to get started and hold the listing, then switch later?
Hold on. Let me speak with my husband for a second.
Okay, no worries.
Can I give you maybe a routing number instead of card number?
Unfortunately, no. It would have to be one of the major credit cards.
Okay. Okay. Is there any way you could hold it, like, for maybe, like, 30 minutes? I'll get home and then, you know.
Yes, I can certainly do that.
I don't have a personal debit card.
Right, right. No problem. So what I'll do, because we've gotten this far, I am just going to keep a hold on this listing. And then, so you think about 30 minutes and you'll be back?
Yeah, about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll
okay. Would, if I call you in, they're actually shutting us down for our lunch period. Would 45 minutes be okay?
45 is fine, yeah.
Perfect. I will call. Oh, what number should I reach you at, Anna? Gio's
number?
No,
yeah.
Okay. Perfect. I will give you a call back as soon as we reopen from our lunch hour then.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Anna. We'll talk to you in a bit. Bye-bye.
Bye.